What am I doing? Good morning. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Let's bow our heads and our hearts before him. Our Father and our God, we give you thanks for this Sabbath day and the opportunity to have a taste of our eternal Sabbath rest. We ask that you would fill us with your Holy Spirit. Equip us that we may worship you in spirit and in truth. We pray that the consequence would be that we would be built up in our faith, that we become ever more like our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Secondly, that he would be glorified here in our assembly, but in each individual and in each family in the week to come. These things we ask of you, Father, in the name of the one who taught us to pray by saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Our New Testament reading this morning is from the book of Acts, chapter 20, verses 17 through 35. It's a long section. Acts chapter 20, verse 17 through 35. Let's hear the word of our God. From Miletus, he sent to Ephesus and called for the elders of the church. And when they had come to him, he said to them, You know, from the first day that I came to Asia, in what manner I always lived among you, serving the Lord with all humility, with many tears and trials which happened to me by the plotting of the Jews, and how I kept back nothing that was helpful, but proclaimed it to you and taught you publicly and from house to house, testifying to Jews and also to Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. And see, now I go bound in the Spirit to Jerusalem, not knowing the things that will happen to me there, except that the Holy Spirit testifies in every city, saying that chains and tribulations await me. But none of these things move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself, so that I may finish my race with joy in the ministry which I receive from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. And indeed, now I know that you all, among whom I have gone preaching the kingdom of God, will see my face no more. Therefore, I testify to you this day that I am innocent of the blood of all men, for I have not shunned to declare to you the whole counsel of God. Therefore, take heed to yourselves and to all the flock among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd the church of God which he purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departure, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. Also from among yourselves, men will rise up, speaking perverse things, to draw away the disciples after themselves. Therefore watch, and remember that for 3 years I did not cease to warn everyone, night and day, with tears. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. I have coveted no one's silver or gold or apparel. Yes, you yourselves know that these hands have provided for my necessities and for those who are with me. I have shown you in every way, by laboring like this, that you must support the weak. And remember the words of the Lord Jesus, that he said, It is more blessed to give than to receive. We turn from the Word of God to the Apostles' Creed. I prefer for us to use the Apostles' Creed when we have the sacraments. And that is because, unlike the Nicene Creed, it's in the first person singular. Not what does my father believe, not what does my church believe. What do I believe? So, Christian, what do you believe? I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let's take our Bibles and turn to Isaiah chapter 56, verses 9 through 12. Oops. Isaiah chapter 56, verse 9 through the conclusion of the chapter. Let's hear God's inerrant word. All you beasts of the field, come to devour, all you beasts in the forest. His watchmen are blind. They're all ignorant. They're all dumb dogs. They cannot bark, sleeping, lying down, loving to slumber. Yes, they are greedy dogs, which never have enough. And they are shepherds who cannot understand. They all look to their own way, everyone for his own gain, from his own territory. Come, one says, I'll bring wine, and we'll fill ourselves with intoxicating drink. Tomorrow will be as today, and much more abundant. God bless the reading of His Word. Let's go together before Him in prayer. Our Father, we give You thanks for the Word, and for the opportunity to come and study it together. We have heard You speak to us, whether we have listened or not. We pray that we would listen in what's left of this hour, as well as at the 1 o'clock hour. Help us to hear. Grant that we might understand. Give to us a will that is determined to follow You. We pray, Father, that as we look at Your Word, we would come into a closer image, we come into closer conformity to the image of Jesus Christ. That we'd be more like Him than we've ever been before. This we cannot achieve on our own. Even Your Word cannot achieve this without the work of Your Spirit. And so we pray that He would work on us this day. That the One who indwells us, has made us His home, would now make us more like Jesus Christ. Be with those who rule over us. Restrain evil in their minds and intents. Father, You're sovereign. Achieve that, we pray. We would ask that we would continue to have freedom and prosperity, not just so we can be fat, dumb, and happy, but so that we might be able to be used by You as our nation has been used for many, many decades, to take the gospel to the world. Be with those who protect our nation, those who wear our country's uniform or our city's uniforms, those who are keeping us safe, keep them safe, we pray, and particularly those who are our brothers and sisters in Christ. Now again, Father, speak to us from Your Word, we pray. In Christ's name, amen. It was late summer, 1973. In the summer of 72, as in the summer of 73, I got summer job with the company that my father worked for. This often meant filling in for somebody who was on vacation. But I got to do one job many, many weeks. I don't know if it was that there just was no one else on vacation or if they thought this was the only thing that I was fit for. But it was spending my evening on a dredge in the middle of the Delaware River, not far from the U.S. Steel's Fairless Works. And our job was to make sure no one would steal the dredge. How you do that, I don't know, or how you'd steal one, I don't know, and how you keep them from doing it, I don't know, but that was our job. And we also had to shovel sand or stone off the side. But there wasn't a whole lot to do out there. And quite frequently, We would take a little nap. You'd be surprised how comforting steel decks could be if you put enough life jackets on the floor underneath you. And I remember one Saturday morning, sound asleep, when a man who was my father's friend and a foreman was coming with the gang to take over the dredge and do some Saturday work. And they didn't let us know that they were coming. And I can still see the fellow who was working with me. His name was Jim Strange, and that fits. As Kirky came in and said a lot of words, many of which started with, well, let's not go there, and just cussed us out. And I can still see Jim raising his face up off the desk. It's just those marks that you get from sleeping on your arms. We were real good night watchmen. Well, I went off to college, back to college, and my father, just a few weeks later, sent me a photograph of the Dredge Franklin. It seems that Jim was there working again, and he had a friend, another guy who I'd worked with as well. And they'd gone to sleep, as we frequently did. The tide went out, and unbeknownst to them, the dredge grounded. But the tide kept going out, which meant the thing sank. So Dad sent me a photograph of the dredge as they were trying to figure out how to raise this thing and said, "This is why you're not supposed to sleep when you're a watchman, Roy." I tell you that story, not so you can laugh at me, but because that's exactly the problem presented here in Isaiah chapter 56. The watchmen of Israel, at one line, are asleep. Well, what are these watchmen? Well, first, let's start at the beginning. This little section continues the concepts from the previous, and it actually has a continuation in the next chapter, but they do have different emphases. So we're looking at this one, which is on the watchmen. In verse 9, there's a call from God to the beasts to come and devour. A challenge on God's people. He's calling upon their enemies to come and attack them, whether they are the beasts of the field or the beasts of the forest. Whether it's those big brown bears or it's those nasty wolves, whatever it is, come and devour. And then we have the statements about the watchmen. These are good watchmen. Now, watchmen should be where he can, if you're a city watchman, you want to be where you can see, are there fires? Can you see enemies coming over the hills or down the roads? One of my favorite movies, Zulu. Michael Caine is introduced as an actor in that film. I know most of the dialogue. At one point, my daughter's rolling her eyes, some soldiers are put on top of a hill because they know there are 4,000 Zulus coming and there are only 100 British soldiers. It would be nice to know, you know, when you're about to meet your untimely demise. And those soldiers are on a high hill because they can see for miles. They can see the Zulu impi coming. That's what a watchman needs to do. He needs to see the fires that start in the town. He needs to see the enemies coming. He needs to be able to observe the dangers. It would help, however, if your watchmen are not blind. And that's the problem with Israel's watchmen. They're blind. Who would put a blind man up there to do this job? I don't know. But that's their problem. They are blind. And they're real good watchdogs. They are muzzled and they have those collars that spark when they bark so that they don't. What good is a watchdog that doesn't bark? This street has been hit a number of times since we've lived here with burglars. Our home has never been invaded. The garage has never been invaded, though my son's vehicle was once invaded. I guess because it was out in the driveway, they thought they could get away with it. But we've had dogs with loud, fierce barks, and burglars don't like that. But what about a dog that can't woof? What good is it? You know, you can have an attack cat, but an attack cat's not going to wake you up, except maybe by sleeping on your face. What are they good for? These watchmen are blind, they're ignorant, they're mute dogs, is another way to render it. Because it's not that they're stupid, it's that they don't have the power to bark. Instead, what they do is they sleep, they dream, they lie down, they love slumber. Who are the watchmen? Well, it's possible that this passage is referring to all of the offices. It's possible it's referring to the king and the princes. It is also possible that it is referring to the priests and the Levites. But what is absolutely certain is it is referring to the prophets. Because this is the job of a prophet, to point out dangers, to point out error, to point out what the consequences are going to be. A prophet is the one who says, if you do this, that's going to happen. The prophet is the one who has the great joy of saying, I told you so, but you wouldn't listen. Except it's no joy for a prophet to say that. The prophets of Israel are blind and they're ignorant. They are watchdogs that not only can't bark, but they're sleeping. They're dreaming. What they're dreaming of is their own pleasure. In fact, where the text transitions in verse 11 to what kind of dogs are they? Yeah, they're greedy dogs. They never have it. Have you ever seen a dog that's eaten enough? I haven't. I don't care. Kip could have, or Kip or Thor or Casey, they could have devoured their whole bowl and one of the other bowls. And if we're cutting up beef for beef stew, they're still there wanting some. Have you ever seen a dog do that? I've loved having two dogs because usually the younger one steals the other dog's food. You can give him something or her something and try to give it to, keep the younger one busy with groceries while you then try to feed the good stuff to the old dog, and they'll run away from their food and snatch it and then go back. That's what these prophets are. They're greedy dogs. They never have enough. And, oh yeah, they're shepherds, all right. They're not German shepherds. They're not border collies. They're dumb mutt shepherds. They can't understand. They don't understand the dangers. One of the cartoons I loved as a kid was all the Warner Brothers, but particularly there was one where there was a sheepdog and a wolf. Remember, they punched the clock to start their day? It's just as silly as can be, but it sure was fun to watch. This sheepdog, however, is not fooling the wolf. It's the other way around. The wolves are smart. I've owned some dumb dogs in my day. And I'm amazed how almost always the next one's dumber than the one that came before. But these dogs are really stupid. They don't know the dangers. And they don't care about the dangers. Because you see, they all look to their own way. Everyone for his own gain. When I walked out of here, you have those situations where you know you forgot something. There was a book I wanted to bring to the pulpit. So I dashed in my office to pick it up, and it's not there. I don't know now where I put it. It's a book by J.C. Ryle referring to the heroes of the 1700s in Great Britain. And in the beginning of that book, he gives a description of the average Church of England minister. Most of them became great naturalists and scientists because, you see, they would walk into the pulpit and they'd read the Book of Common Prayer, and that was their work for the week. They didn't even have to prepare sermons. They just read the Book of Common Prayer, read the prayers, read the scripture, walked through what was there, and went home. The rest of their time, all the rest of their time, they spent studying bugs or fossils or stars or whatever, because they were paid by the government. Remember, they were bureaucrats. That's not to pick on some people, but that's all they had to do. Were they shepherds? Were they watchdogs? No, they weren't. In fact, in verse 12, it continues, come, one says, I'll bring wine. We'll fill ourselves with intoxicating drink. Tomorrow will be as today and much more abundant. We'll get drunk today, and guess what? We'll get drunker tomorrow. Now, this is some 700 years before Christ. But that passage we read in Acts chapter 20 is a warning for the same reason. Why don't we turn there for just a moment? The Apostle Paul, taking leave, he thanks for the last time from the Ephesians, tells them how he administered among them, his love of them, and then in verse 28, he has that very important word, therefore. When you see a therefore, find out, or a wherefore, find out what it's there for. It's the, there's a conclusion. There's something that must happen because of the preceding. Because of all the things that he's done, he now says that there's a conclusion here. You guys need to take heed to yourselves and all the flock among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. Because of all the effort I've expended, he says, you need to watch out for yourselves. You need to watch out for the flock. You need to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. Why? Glad you asked that question. Verse 29, for this reason, after I leave, two things are going to happen. First of all, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. And they are the watchmen. They are the guard dogs for the flock. That's the job of the shepherd. You need to protect the flock from those wolves. That means you need to see them as they are, wolves. They may be wolves in sheep's clothing, but you need to get past the sheepskin. And secondly, from among yourselves. Now, however many elders there were, I do not know. I don't think the text indicates that to us. But from among them, he says, men will rise up speaking perverse things to draw away the disciples after themselves. Even from among you, you've trained each other, you've examined one another, and somewhere down the road, some of you are going to decide to teach things that are perversions of the truth. If for no other reason, then you could pull people after you and have your own little group and feed your own ego as you pervert the gospel. Therefore, brothers, be on the alert for the wolves from outside who are going to creep in and for the wolves who are going to develop from within you. Be on the alert. That's the job of elders. That's the job of ministers in this dispensation. And brothers and sisters, in the 2,000 years or so since Jesus Christ ascended to heaven, there have been plenty of opportunities for elders to do their job, and they didn't. I made a comment during Sunday school that if you study church history, it's like reading the book of Judges. Because again and again, the church of Jesus Christ turns from the truth. Frequently after a great victory. Frequently after a bloody stand for the truth. There's a drift. Maybe people get tired. Maybe they're just exhausted. Maybe they'd like to look on happier days. Whatever. They stop taking heed to the flock. They stop looking for the dangers. They become blind watchmen. They become dogs who cannot bark. Happens in every generation. Happens in our generation. There are all kinds of perversions of the gospel out there. There can be perversions of the gospel in here. Just because we're the Orthodox Presbyterian Church doesn't mean we'll stay Orthodox. There are plenty of churches with names that bear no relationship to what they believe and what they teach. We need, brothers, fellow elders, fellow shepherds, we need to keep on our toes. We have entrusted to us the sheep, the flock of God that he has purchased with his own blood. And among those of you who are sheep, and that includes, by the way, your shepherds, that's the strange thing about the metaphor, we are sheep as well as shepherds.
You need to listen. There are all kinds of perversions out there. When I was glancing through E.J. Young's commentary, he gave a roll call of men who have stood up and barked, who were not blind. Athanasius, Augustine, a guy named Martin Luther, whoever he was. John Calvin, never heard of him either. And it was interesting that he listed at the end a guy named Machen. All of those men were hated in their day. Not just by the wolves from outside or those who've come from within, but hated by the sheep. Because it's no fun to have someone point out that your favorite radio preacher or TV preacher is a heretic. But I like to listen to blank. I used to like to listen to Garner Ted Armstrong. Boy, couldn't get a bigger heretic than Garner Ted Armstrong, except for maybe his daddy, Herbert Armstrong. Garner Ted had this great voice, and he was really interesting to listen to. He taught almost nothing that was true, but he was really fun to listen to. We need to be careful. We need to listen to our watchmen if they aren't blind. We need them to stay awake and not stretch out on the life preservers at night. Because there are dangers out there. Notice again what Paul says. Take heed to yourselves. I need that checkup time and again. So I think one of the best blessings as a minister is to preach through the Bible. Because that means I have to preach on things I don't want to preach on. Y'all know I hate to preach on giving. I can't think of anything in Isaiah that God does that requires me to do that. Thank you, Lord. But there are lots of things that we need to address that I don't want to address. In this particular passage, in some sense, I'm preaching to myself and my brother elders more than the rest of you. We need to no longer be blind and mute. We need to be on the alert. We need to take heed to ourselves so we can take heed to the flock. Because those wolves will savage the lambs that Christ purchased with his blood. May he help us to do our jobs. Let's bow our heads and our hearts before him. Father and our God, we thank you that you warn your flock when their prophets are not doing their job. When their shepherds are not doing their job. You do the same thing with Ezekiel. I think it's in the 34th chapter. You spend time in the book of Jude, as Jude does his job, pointing out what these false brothers and false teachers are really like. Oh, Father, I pray for myself, and I pray for the fellow elders here at Faith OPC, and across the OPC. God, open our eyes if we are blind. And open our mouths if we are mute. Let us warn your flock. Let us look for the dangers. And therefore take heed to ourselves first. Do we have eyes that see? And are we willing to open our mouths? And then to take heed to the sheep to protect them from enemies without and within. Father, also, and finally, what is true for the church is also true for each individual believer. For we have enemies without and enemies within, and we are to be on guard for our souls. Help us to not be blind for ourselves. Help us to not muzzle the warnings of your Holy Spirit, but to heed those warnings, to hear the word, and to obey. Pray these things of you, Father, in Christ's precious name. Amen.